Blog Talk Radio.
But that's when the little side conversations get started, like, yo, so she broke up with the boy? She broke up with, what's her name, huh? She broke up with him, huh? But you see a new dude? Yo, I saw the boy over there talking to herself. I don't mean like, he just, you know how everybody talks to themselves a little bit, like, oh my God, I can't believe I ain't tying my shoe. I'm messing around. I ain't talking about like that. I mean, like, he was having a full-blown conversation with himself, man. I mean, he was like, yo, yeah, so, I guess since we're here, what we're going to have to do is we're going to, yo, he was talking to himself. Like, it's going down. That's a dude? Well, I don't know. We don't know about this one. I'm going to ask it, though. Y'all might be scared to ask it. I'm going to ask it. When you're in love with a weirdo, and you're going to have to explain to your mama, daddy, cousin, brother, sister, hey, yo. And they're going to be like, well, as long as you love him, we love him too. We don't really love him, but I can understand in a way he's kind of cute. But what the fuck is up with you? Yo, what happened to the last dude who said that was the love of your life? Now you hear it, he's going to make it your wife. You talking about y'all really getting along? How do you do that? He thinks wrong to himself. I think something wrong with his mental health. Yo, he don't seem like 100%, and I don't know where to go. Yo, he just be slipping, like, you'll be talking to him 1 minute, and then next thing you know, he just be out. One time I was talking to him and I was in the mid-sentence and the boy just walked away, son. Like, what you mean? No, I mean, like, he didn't have to go to the bathroom or nothing, I don't think. Like, I was talking to him, like, so when the Eagles would be playing, and he just got up and started walking away. I don't know what's up. When you're in love with a widow, a YS book. I said, when you're in love with a widow, Carol Chamberlain. I said, when you're in love with a widow, New York Pat is in the house. I said, when you're in love with a widow, what's good, baby? What's good, baby? My man Ansel Jones, in love with a weirdo, all it go. Been in love with a weirdo, how did it go? Did you stay with the weirdo? How did it go? Did you stay with the weirdo? Y'all know what I'm talking about, even if it wasn't you. All of y'all done had a favorite sister, cousin, aunt. You know, it normally happens to, It normally happens to the one you've been pulling for a minute. The one that been lonely for a while. They ain't had nobody. They are extremely good looking not to be able to find nobody that's good for them. You know? So they've been by themselves for a while. They done went on a couple of dates. It ain't work out. They done damn near gave up on love. And you've been like, that's a shame. Because if anybody deserves to be with somebody, it's her. If anybody deserves to be called a good man, it's him. And what happens? It be her and it be him. And they wind up with them. Them. Like, all right, see, gang, you see this? You see the hairs on this necklace, sir? You see the hairs on the necklace? You see that shit? You see them skulls? That's the type of nigga that they wind up with. You like, you done went through all of these bad relationships. You done got married. You done got divorced. You done tried and tried and tried. And this is who the fuck. God damn. It's the kind of shit that make you ask like, God, this ain't really right. Listen. Lord, I don't like to question your judgment because I know that you know everything and whatever is in your will is the way it's supposed to be. I understand that. But it just seemed to me like you should have found somebody a little bit better for Tierra. Like, Tierra is a, oh my God. Yo, he nigga be talking all crazy shit. You see what he wearing? That nigga look like he shop at Goodwill. And I don't mean the Goodwill of 2020. That nigga look like he shop at the Goodwill of 1989. What the fuck is this shit? Dumb Paul Mary. He got on a pair of Paul Marys. Paul Mary. This is the 1984 Paul Mary. What the hell? Something ain't right. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts and Daily. Go get it. Listen, show Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And tonight, on this 17th of December, like what? 8 days away from Christmas? We are talking about being in love with a weirdo. You know what? You might be safe this year. Because I was about to say that You gonna see somebody that just recently hooked up with somebody that's a weirdo for the holidays, but you ain't gonna get that this year because we ain't allowed to have family with each other this year. So you might don't see that this year. You might can't won't don't stop rhythm. Can't won't don't stop rocking with the weirdo because I keep on what's going on? Love you for real. The family meeting is all up in the house. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. I appreciate y'all more. Mucho. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on now. I see you brought my other brother from another, no doubt. My man, Donald McKeever is all up in the place. You know how to act. Word. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? Tonight, we're talking about being in love with a weirdo. What you know? Don't play dumb now. Because some of y'all have done this. Like, yeah, this motherfucker, always trying to, you know what I mean? Do this psychic shit into my personal business of back in the day. I'll never forget it. Picture it. 1992. I was wearing cross colors, almost like the colors that he got on his sweatshirt right now. You know what I mean? Just like the colors that he got on his hoodie right now, but it's not cross colors. But picture it. 1992. Summertime. Matter of fact, the song Summertime. You know, summer. Yeah, it was at a time in my life, it was very transitional. I was going through a whole lot of shit. I just had my second baby or whatever, and me and my baby father wasn't getting along too well. And, you know, I was going through a whole lot. I was going through postpartum, and at least that's what I thought I was. All I know is I was crying all the time. Shit was all crazy, but I didn't even want to have nothing to do with no niggas. I was just going to chill. Be celibate, asking whatever the fuck I had to do not to be fucking with nobody and letting them get all up in my head and in my emotions. But I had this little job because, you know, I had a baby. I had two kids. I had a brand new baby, and I had to take care of mine. So I went to work, and I was working at this strange place and shit, doing shit I ain't never think I would do. Because at the time, what they used to call that shit? When you used to... It was like a secretary, but it wasn't. And so many people used to do it. Data processor. I was doing data processing for this company or whatever. And, you know, I'm doing things. I mean, really, I shouldn't have really been doing that. But I was in between. I was just going through a whole lot. So I had to get a job that was paying just enough to get just to pay the bill. And I met this nigga while I was working there. And, you know, he was kind of cool. I ain't really want to have nothing to do with nobody and shit, but the nigga used to always get me donuts from Obonpon. You know what I mean? You know, remember Obonpon, AUBONPAIN, Obonpain, whatever the fuck, AUBONPAIN, whatever the fuck. Anyway, he used to go over there. He used to give me, like, the French bread shits and all that. He was real nice. And, you know, motherfucker asked me out. I wasn't really with it. You know, he definitely wasn't getting none or whatever. But when we went out, he used to be talking all of this crazy stuff. But he was kind of interesting. I ain't gonna lie. And he was kind of cute. He couldn't dress for shit, you know. But he was kind of smart. And next thing you know, I'm fucking around with this nigga. So I'm like, well, fuck it. You know, they say God sends you what you need. You know, then I guess God had sent me what I needed at the time, even though I didn't know that I needed it. I didn't even know that I wanted it, whatever. I take this nigga to my people crib. You know, they was having a little cookout and everything. They lived over in West Philly. They lived over in West Philly and shit, you know, like 51st and Race. So, you know, we over there, everything is okay. You know, I'm like, yo, you know, this is my new boo. You know what I mean? Whatever we said back then, you know, new boo, whatever. So I introduce him to everybody and everything cool. I make his plate and, you know, everything is all right. I go upstairs to talk to my cousin. And I leave him downstairs with the rest of my cousins and, you know, friends of the family and all that kind of shit. By the time I came back downstairs, everybody was like, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I ain't hear no ruckus, no. Wasn't nobody downstairs saying shit. Everybody had the look of horror on his face, on their faces and shit. This motherfucker, right here in the guy, this motherfucker pulled out his dick and pissed all over the floor. I don't know. I was so fucking embarrassed. Oh my God, I was so fucking embarrassed. And to make it worse, you know, so I had to explain all of that shit. You know, we cleaned up the pee and all of that shit. The crazy part about it is we didn't break up after that. But, you know, my name was, I was public enemy number one after that shit. You know, this motherfucker done peed on my damn hot floor. What the fuck? He had never peed on my floor. I was wondering how many times you done pee. People be bringing that shit up to this very day. We wasn't together much longer after that, but that shit was crazy. But I did like him though. When we was together for at least another 6 to 8 months or whatever. Yeah. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. If you're on Instagram, make sure you hit the heart button. Heart, take it to heart. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share that show. Share that show, baby. Share that show. I said S-H-A-R-E. Share it. Share it. YS Books. YS Books, what's going on, man? What's going on? TK Wright says, my boyfriend when I was 16 was that type of weirdo. The type of weirdo you gotta monitor their conversations around other people. You know you in a wrong relationship when you can't trust your boo to talk to other people when you ain't around. Not because they're going to snitch on you, but they are going to snitch on you. They're going to snitch on you that you involved with a fucking psycho. Ha ha! And you got to ask yourself. Would you rather be in love with a weirdo, or would you rather be in love with a damn abusive person? Somebody that everybody can tell is whooping your ass. Yeah, I know I didn't give y'all very good choices right there, but sometimes, guess what? Sometimes that's what you be choosing. You stuck between a cock and a hard, a cock and a hard twat. Of course, in Philly, cock means pussy, so you, a rock and a hard twat. Wait. Okay, anyway. Carol Chambers says, maybe he just didn't want to talk to you. I'm just saying. My cousin, she always picked the weirdos. Always somebody's cousin, baby. It's always everybody is somebody's cousin, right? Yeah, I mean. Ansel says, I was a weirdo when I left home. My personality didn't match the people I was around. How does that necessarily make you a weirdo? And my brother from another mother, Narsil, says, me too, Ansel. What up, everyone? Oh, shit. Carol says, my cousin picked a weirdo with a jerry curl. What year, though? I mean, because if it was like 1981, 82, 83, 84, you might have been able to do it. T.K. Wright says, hold up. I can already see I'm not going to be ready. T.K. Wright says, weirdos are good in bed. Now, how would you know that? I can see if you said, I knew a weirdo who was good in bed. But you said, you said weirdos with the S symbolizing plural, more than one, are good in bed. A one weirdo, a two weirdo, a three weirdo, at least. No, I still thought, hey, Carol, was his name Pinky? Stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. Why his book says, like, you are not the weirdo when you sing. Now, this is the second day in a row. You're going down a dangerous road. You are. You're going down a dangerous road. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm so cool that I'm about to talk this shit. I'm so cool that I'm unembarrassable. And I'm going to tell you what's unembarrassable. Because I stood on stage and got booed off stage. And when you get booed off stage, nobody teaches you about nothing and get away with it. I mean, it's like bulletproof. Like, the shit that would embarrass you, like, you probably couldn't fart in a room and people know it's you. You probably couldn't survive that shit around other people that you didn't know. Me, I could, I'd be like, I'm free. You couldn't trip up the stairs when there were no obstructions. You couldn't do that and survive. Especially if you hurt yourself, fuck around, twist your ankle, bust your knee, or some shit like that. You ain't, that's gonna hurt your feelings. Me? Ask me how I know. You can't beat me. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? I may be eligible for a lot of things, but humiliation ain't one of them. But keep trying. Okay. All right, Donald Mac says, good evening, Carol. Okay, all right, hold. Donald Mac says, is anybody else getting bad reception? Well, you know, we film in 1080p, at least 720. So if you, it's like if you're, I know I'm sending it out at a high rate of speed, but I don't know. TK writes this. Sometimes I'm the weirdo just because I take a holistic approach to most things. I've been called a hippie by most people my whole life whenever they first meet me. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Hippie homie. Okay. Yeah, right. So yeah, laughing my fucking ass off at Obon Pain. AUBONPAIN. Obon Pain. Okay. Carol Chamberlain said he would have got beat the F up. His stories are hilarious. Yeah. But everybody ain't gonna beat him up. Cause don't nobody want to get peed on. Like, I'm going to guarantee you, Carol, if you throw a function sometime in the future when everybody can finally unmask, if you ever throw a function and a motherfucker pee right on your floor, I bet you ain't going to touch him until he put his dick back in his ass. See, there's some things I just know about people. Like, wait a minute. We going to fuck you up, but not... Not until you put your dick away. We are not touching this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Soon as he zips that shit back up or at least put, you know what I mean, put his man back in the box. Yo, we gonna do this motherfucker dirty. But I mean, as long as you can have your dick out, ain't nobody gonna touch you. These are some things I know. I know this. So as long as he keep peeing, he's safe. As soon as he stop peeing, it's like. That's an old cartoon mean look. Yeah. Ansel says, I'm watching Boys in the Hood. I feel weird because I don't do any of the things and any of the things and people I grew up with still is. Well, Boys in the Hood was a West Coast movie. I don't know if any of us do that. Great movie, though. I mean, rest in peace. Rest in peace, John Singleton. Good looking out, Emily. Good looking out, Emily. Oh, shit. Lisa Long is all up in the house. So we got both Longs in the house. We got Annette Long. The family meeting on Instagram. And we got Lisa Long, her baby sister, right here. That's my people right there. What's going on, Lisa? You know what I mean? Lisa disappeared for like 8 months. Come back like she never left. Like, yeah, what's up, y'all? Just like we was talking about. So blah, 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 blah. What up, Lisa Lake? What's going on, my? All right. And Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Yeah. Narzo says, either a psycho or someone with no people skills. Sometimes a psycho has people skills, a.k.a. Donald Trump. Cherry is all up in the house. It's Cinderella Day today. Well, it's the woman day to day with famous Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. Yeah, I was over some Omar in the 90s. I had some cross colors. I thought it was fly. Not no two-tone cross colors, though. No, never that. Okay. And so Jones says, just let your soul glow. Donald Mac says, my homegirl rocking them weirdos. Leave her alone. Charlie says, I had one weirdo in my life, and it was the first person after my husband died. See? It always happens when you're in a transitional period. It's like they sniff you. It's like they know. It's like. Hey, beautiful, how you doing? Look, I know I'm a little off base and everything and all that, but listen, how you gonna press? Yo, you about to find this joint I've ever seen in my life. And I just had to holler at you. Can I call you? I mean, you know, listen, I don't have a lot of time to talk right now, but I really would like to talk to you a little later on. Can I call you? If you so thrown the fuck off, you like, well, damn, he's kind of cute and, you know, kind of cute in a weird way, and I mean, he just ran up on me and shit, like, he ran up on me like a cop, you know what I'm saying? He ran, fuck it, I gave him my number, he called me and shit, we going to movies this weekend, fuck it. Everybody deserve a chance. You know what I mean? A lot of these niggas out here be acting like they scared to talk to a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'll bite. That's how you get caught the fuck out there. That's how you get caught out there. At least the long says, I dated a weirdo and my family would laugh at him, but patronize him while they were making fun of him. And yes, I only dated him because he was well endowed. Oh. So Lisa went for the big dick nigga. Like, okay. Okay. He might be strange. But this nigga packing. But did you know he was packing beforehand? See, I know he ain't just meet you and pull his shit out like. And if so, you was like. My number is 215-758-3278. All right. Okay. Hey, that'll make sure. Yeah, I'm using my phone hotspot, so it's probably just me. I mean, the reception do be fucking up sometimes, so it could be a combination of things. It could be a combination. You know what I'm saying? All right, Cherry K says, Carol, don't make me cry. I wear makeup and lashes even when I'm going out. Wait. Oh, even when I'm not going out. Hold on. I'm missing words and all that shit. Hold on. Okay. It's true, though. Cherry. Lisa Long said, wait. I'm supposed to return and pick up like we just spoke yesterday. We good like that. Word. Without a doubt. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on about? All right. Okay. So, transitional periods make you vulnerable. Well, I think your vulnerability makes you transitional. I mean, I guess it could work the other way. But think about it. If you weren't vulnerable, you wouldn't be in a transitional period. So, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily always a situation where you are questioning your worth or your beauty or your looks or your, you know, it could just be a situation where some breakups can be tragic. And unfortunately, they can lead to even more poor decisions going forward. Or the decision to go and get them back. So sometimes when you so determined not to get back with your ex, you fuck around and get with a weirdo. And now you're like, and here's how you know you fucking with a weirdo. You want to know how you know you fucking with a weirdo? Well, you don't want your ex to see who you fucking with now. It's like, if my ex see my man talking to itself, I ain't never going. I'm gonna fuck around and lose my kids. Bitch, you got this fucking crazy ass nigga around my children. D, I got three letters for you. D H S C P S. Dyphus. Well, that's a lot more. But you know what the fuck? Yo. I went over there, yo, you ain't gonna fucking believe this shit, son. I went over my baby mom crib, right? I went on my baby mom crib to take my babies, some, you know, take them their Christmas shit, right? So I come in the crib, I got bags in my hands, bags in my back, bags in the car. I load the Christmas tree up with all the shit. She introduced, you know. See the homie, you know, sitting on the couch. I'm thinking the nigga on the phone. You know, he like, you know, he talking. I'm thinking, all right, well, he must be on Bluetooth. Nigga ain't on Bluetooth on. He ain't on, I ain't seen no wires. I ain't seen no phone, son. Now, listen, I checked the nigga ears. You know, I tried to get slick with it, so I got on one side of him, got on the other side of him, nothing. You know, I got shit, you know, I got neckwear and, you know, all kinds of Bluetooth vision. You know, right? You know, so I know if a motherfucker possibly could be, you know, having the shit. So, yeah, I got regular headphones. I got these kind of headphones. Hold on. Yeah, and the next speaker. I got the next speaker. So I'm looking for all of this shit. Nothing. So The kids, they upstairs asleep. I'm like, okay, so I'm dropping the shit off. She go in the kitchen. This nigga sitting on the couch just, I mean, yeah, so, and I don't know what the fuck he was saying, son. But he was having a hell of a... I go in the motherfucker. I say, yo, Tina, who the fuck? Who the fuck is that on your couch? Oh, that's my new, that's my new man. Who the fuck is he talking to? What you mean? He said something to you? No. But he's saying he in there saying something. Bitch, don't act like the fuck you don't know this nigga be talking to himself. She telling like. The look on her face alone let me know that she know. I marched my head. This shit was fucking 10 o'clock at night. I marched my ass down the family court and just waited. I slept in my car all night so I could go in family court that next morning. And I was really pissed because the next morning was Christmas. And so needless to say, I had to wait till the 28th because they had the 26th off. When you don't want your ex to see your next, not because you trying to get back with your ex, is because you know your next is wrecked. Your next is wrecked. Your ex might have been fucked up personality wise, but at least they was cute. And at least they dress nice. Yo, for real, sorry, you in love with a weirdo. Yo, in love with a weirdo. What we got, son? Yeah, I mean, what we got? Lisa Long says it was kind of like that too, son. You got it right. Says weirdos are interesting people and usually have no fear. The weirdo dudes be packing, and they are flexible, good enough for you to let him put his foot on your head. And when he's I think I'm going to read that again. What? Good enough for you to let him put his foot on your head when he's hitting it. It's time. Shirley Sharp says, no, hold on. TK Wright at DHS called because this cat has his own shadow in a sleeper hole. Yeah, straight like that. North Hill says, and turning purple. Yo, man. When you don't want your ex to see your current, you know you wrong. That motherfucker is, he's done. Somebody stick a fork in his nigga. Cause he got a spoon hanging out of him. And those are the male weirdos. And hold on. Yo, and T. Carrie Wright with all this weirdo advocacy. If weirdos are so great, like you making them sound, then why the fuck do you never speak about them affectionately? Why is it always like, the fuck is wrong with you, fucking weirdo? She can't right trying to change the narrative. Like, oh, you know, he's kind of weird. He's nerdy. You know, fucking weirdo. The fuck is wrong with you, fucking weirdo? No. I'm not going for the weirdo okie doke. Everybody has their little quirks. But I know one thing. When I label you a weirdo, it is not with affection. I'm like, yo. the boy ain't on no drugs, but he needs to be. And none of the drugs that he needs to be are the ones that you would get on the street. He needs prescription drugs and not from a medical doctor. No MD, PhD. No MD, PhD. Yeah, he needs medication from a PhD. No MD, baby. No MD, baby. No, no. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said a grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said a whips and gravy, whipsy and gravy, gravy, whips and gravy, grits and gritsy, wavy, wavy. Thanks for coming through. Whips and gravy. Gravy and whips. Whips and gravy. Gravy and whips. So, yeah. Ansel Jones says, a lot of my female friends, she has a magnet for... I've seen it. I done seen it. I done seen it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm looking at... My sister just dissed me on my page. She just dissed me. She straight dissed me, right? Yo, why you just straight diss me? But it's all right though. It's all right. It's all right. All right. So y'all see where we're going with this thing. Y'all see, hold on, let me make sure that nobody tried to call in. I mean, somebody might try to call in, you know what I mean? Get mad because I'm going at these weirdos. I ain't really going at them. They are who they are. They create their own stories. They create their own stories. Shoot. You know, DK Wright trying to advocate for the weirdos. I'm like, mm-mm. There's a reason why they are lonely folk. And there's a reason why you have to warm up to them. There's a reason. And it's a good reason. My goodness. In all reality, anti-social behavior. And I don't mean antisocial like they don't like to talk and mingle. I mean antisocial like, did this motherfucker just throw a Molotov cocktail in the damn? Did he just light a whole roll of paper towels and throw them in the trash can? The fuck is he? Yo. Yo. Who invited this motherfucker? How many of y'all have gotten into a conversation? How many of y'all have gotten into a conversation with somebody's man or somebody's woman and left that conversation like? I think I'm going to call them tomorrow and make sure that they're okay. Because he said some shit, or she said some shit that it really kind of caught my attention. I don't think I'm digging that. So I'm going to just make sure, if I don't hear from them in a few days, this is bigger than, when everybody in your family are Democrats and then the Republican boy comes in, talking all that shit, but I'm saying, Trump did this and Trump did that. That's different. Because that don't make you a weirdo. That don't make you a weirdo. It's like when, you got a motherfucker coming in here like, monsters are okay. What the fuck is a monster, son? Like monsters. Like, a lot of people don't know that monsters are really real. Monsters are real. Fuck you mean monsters are real? Like, they're real. Like, they're real. The abominable snowman is real. Bigfoot is real. The Loch Ness Monster, even though they tried to say that those images were doctored up and everything, no, it's real. I've seen it.
And Dr. Doolittle isn't the only person that can talk to animals and have the animals talk back. And I know this.
Well, he's in love with a weirdo. He's in love with a weirdo. TK Wright says, I speak about anyone that I'm with affection, sir. That sounds very noble. But, Nope. Donald Mac says, hey, Grissom Wavy, I'm D-Mac. I don't think we have ever met. Glad to meet you. D-Mac is, yes. Yo, you should win an award. Most gregarious. Hold on. Donald Mac says, monsters are real, huh? Yeah, pass me one of them motherfucking mushrooms you've been eating. I'm dead. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that might sound extreme, but I'm talking about when you meet somebody that's going with somebody that you know, and you leave that conversation differently. Like, with mad concern. Like, you might have been there with somebody. Let's say you went there with your girl, or, you know, yeah, you went there with your girl, or if you're a woman, you went there with your man. And when y'all leave, you're like, yo, did you talk to that motherfucker? Like, yeah. What the fuck? Yo. That's her dude, though, right? Yeah, but I don't know. What the, yo, that shit.
He like one of them type motherfuckers that you read about. That type. Like I said, if weirdos were so great, why be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, fucking weirdo? You fucking weirdo? Get away. Listen, man. I remember when I was drinking, and I remember this girl I was messing with called me a drunk. Like, fuck out of here, you fucking drunk. And I was like, but she ain't say I was weird. Actually, she was kind of weird. You ask me. She was kind of weird. A little antisocial. She was a little weird. A little weird. Cal Chamberlain says, that's a psychopath, not a weirdo. Most psychopaths are weirdos. Weirdos can be psychopaths. Got to start somewhere. That's a psychopath, not a weirdo, throwing on five paper towards. Yeah. So what we got? We got motherfucker came over, pissed all over the floor. Yeah. Pissed all over the floor. All right, Cherry says, I just had a guy I was talking to tell me aliens are coming. He didn't like my answer. I told him black people don't need another oppressor. Cherry, are you saying that you don't believe that there's life on other planets? Or do you just not believe that they are here? What I don't like is that image that they have of what aliens must look like. Because I'm like, I don't think that that's what an alien looks like. I think an alien looks like, oh, let's say, an orange complexion, thinning blonde hair that's been colored. Maybe 6'2", 250 pounds or more. Anyway, also says, I just thought about an old in Living Color skit. Aya Bunyan with an eyeball on it. I got the toe jam. Who got the peanut butter? I remember that episode. I'm mumbled. Ansel says, I have a couple of black friends like that. That get that goth stuff. Oh, God, a black goth? Goth. Gothic. Carol Timber says, an alien looks like 45. I don't think he's from here. Anso says, they too quiet and all blacks is scary. All the blacks is scared. The all black is scared. I don't know.
I tell you what, Anso, I'd rather see a white person in all black than a white person in all white. That all white ain't good. I'd much rather see them in a black sheet than a white sheet. Much, much rather.
Oh, okay. Cherry Cherry says, I do. You believe in life in other planets, but coming from him, okay.
I understand. I got you.
I'm fella you. And so says, and they listen to music by Depeche Mode. Okay, you know what? Y'all, you got to slow down. You got to slow down, because I'm not sure if people in here know any music by Depeche Mode. You're being a little diverse right now. And so it says, I work with them in my office. Oof. 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 I don't know. I know this, though. When you're in love with a weirdo, you know it. And you may ask yourself, are they really weird, or are like, am I just closed-minded about some things, or are they really weird? Well, when you get in that bedroom, you're going to know. Because that's going to tell the whole goddamn story, baby. That's going to tell the whole story. When, they ask you to do some shit in the bedroom. If you ain't really like, all right, some freak shit is okay. But they may ask you to do something that's a little like, yo, have you ever, what I want you to do is I want you to butter my bread. And you know how you ever talk to somebody and you know you already know that they're weirdo, so you almost afraid to ask them to explain it. Yeah, I want you to butter my bread. And you scared to ask what butter in your bread is? You are afraid to ask them what butter in your bread is because you know that is just not going to go right. You know that the answer that you receive about buttering their bread, is going to change everything about the dynamic of you and them being together from here. You will not be able to look the other way after you find out what buttering your bread is. But don't worry. It's not you. It's them. It's not you. It's them. And this one is going to hurt. Carol Shameless says, that sounds kinky as hell. And so says, I was working too hard to worry about them. I don't know. I don't know, man. And so it says, lived in the same tent for 2 years. When you're in love with a weirdo or somebody else, what I really wanted to talk about tonight is when you're dealing with somebody that you have to make an explanation for. You're going to have to explain their behavior. You're going to have to explain the way they are to your people. Because the mere fact that you are in love with them or hooked up with them is not going to cut it. All your people aren't of the thought process of, well, as long as they make you happy, then I'm happy for you. All your people ain't like that. You know, you have your peoples that are like that, and then you have your peoples that are like, no, you're not fucking going to be hooked up with no crazy ass person. I don't worry about you enough in my life. I'll be goddamn if I'm gonna leave here tonight wondering if you're gonna get cut the fuck up tomorrow. You will not be served to your own animals. That's what's not gonna happen. You breaking up with this motherfucker tonight. That ever happened to any of y'all? You ever have to break up with somebody because your mom says so? Because your dad said so, had to break up with somebody because your brother said so. He said, you going, yo, it's going to be a long road for you. That when that motherfucker come around here from now on, he going to have a hard time. A hard time. So it could be the way they dress. It could be the way they wear their hair. It could be the way, you know, everybody, sometimes, you know, we talk about, what's up, Dan Reagan? What's up, my man? You know what I mean? Comedian extraordinaire and my people's Yvette Lucas. Yeah, I know I love me some of Yvette Lucas. How y'all feeling? Bye. Thanks for coming on through. Yeah. You know, there could have been a time in your life where you were encouraged to break up with somebody for your own safety. And it was not an option for you. Like, nope. We're not talking about when somebody was a little too old for you or a little too experienced for you. We're not talking about like when you was 15 and you was trying to mess with somebody that was 21 or 22 and your parents wasn't having it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when somebody said, I don't want you around that kind. His kind, her kind, their kind. Mm-mm. You know, some people have psychic ability. They can tell when, you know how like some animals, like dogs can smell fear. They know when people are afraid of them, and some dogs make the decision about whether to act aggressively because of that fear or to act compassionately and try to win a person over. And some people have that same ability. When they know that people are afraid of them, they either get really aggressive, rah! Or they'll be like, yo, it's okay. I'm Casper, the friendly ghost. Why are you scared of me? Why are you scared of me? I just want to be friends. I just want to be friends. I just want to be friends. So, you know, when you're in love with a weirdo for the second, third time, whatever, so that's your pattern. Hold on. Before we get up out of here, I think we need to have a little bit of conversation about people who get with nothing but weirdos. Like Ansel was talking about. What about them? What about the people who never get with anybody who's anywhere near normal? Never anywhere normal. They always hook up with somebody that is 7:30 time after time after time. I mean, you just have to let them be who they are and be with who they want to be with, because at that point, when you're dealing with somebody like that, you just have to try to hope that the level of weirdo that they chose this time will be able to stay out of the front page of the daily news and keep you out of the obituary section. Because this is bigger than violence. This is, you know, listen, you love somebody, you worried about their own, you're worried about their safety. You're concerned about, you know, who you love and who you want to be hugging. And, you know, you don't want people to put themselves in a position to be hurt. So when you're dealing with somebody who always deals with somebody that's a straight fucking weirdo, it's tough. It's tough. And here you are, you may be trying not to judge. You're trying not to judge. Cash Chamberlain says weirdo could equal serial killer. Shit, forget about serial killer. You don't have to kill a bunch of people. How about just one? We're trying to prevent one murder. One. Donna Mack says, most of the women I dated never got to meet mom until I got older. If mom says she wasn't feeling them, then she was usually correct. Sounds good to me. DK Wright says, that's true, Carol. That's why I was extra nice to my weirdos. Always be nice to a weirdo so that you can be a survivor. Okay. Cherry says, people you're with change you too. Some of that weirdo is going to rub off. So if you're buttering bread, you're going to become buttery. That's right. But I will get rid of a weirdo with the... I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not intrigued by that crazy shit. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes think that crazy shit is cute because crazy bitches pull the hat of best pussy. I'm like, no, they don't. Your dick gets harder when you're relaxed, not when you are fucking scared and shit. Your nerves on tilt. If that makes you excited, if that excites you, you the fucking weirdo. That's the problem. You. So, yeah, when you're dealing with somebody who's a serial weirdo dater, you got to let them be them. Because they just got to be free. 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 Because I just got to be me. Yeah, yeah. Free. All right. Narciso says, diversity is trying to find out. Wait, where'd it go? Oh, damn. He took it away. All right. What's up with y'all? Y'all be taking away? Okay. Okay. Right. DK Wright says, so are you weird if you pet your day after playing? If you pet your day after playing the bongos, talking about the Illuminati, then playing the tambourine while singing in your Elmo voice? I don't know what you're saying because I can't read that. So, are you weird if you pet your day? I don't know what petting a day is. After playing the bongos, I know what playing the bongos are. Talking about, I can't read that. I can't read that gibberish. That's some weirdo must have wrote that. Yo, put TK right back. You know, somebody must have stole a phone, man. Somebody must have stole a phone, and now they writing all this old weirdo shit. Fuck. I mean, the fuck? At Taki, but he's our weirdo. You don't even know what she wrote. You can't read that shit. That shit was unintelligible. Griffin Wavy says, I agree. Always be nice to the weirdos. All right, this show is over. Let's go to these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious December 17th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Darlene Chester. Happy birthday to you, Darlene. And William Simmons turning 70 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Akilah Scott turning 43 years old today. And Khalid Miyad turning 26 years old today. And Nigel Holland, happy birthday. And my girl, Regina Smith Spencer. That's my girl right there, always advocating for the Lupus Foundation, because she has lupus. You know what I mean? Shout out to her. And I wish her much, much health going forward. Happy birthday to you, Regina. And last but certainly not least, she's sort of like my young niece. That's Antoinette Page. Happy birthday to you, Nett. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 17th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. I said, go hard, go for yours. I said, go hard, go for yours. And remember, if you want to be with a weirdo, be with a weirdo. You love the weirdo. We don't have to love the weirdo, but be safe with the weirdo. If you got to talk nice to the weirdo, that means stay too weird for yourself, yo. But fuck it, you in love with the weirdo. Maybe you think that the weirdo is super cute, and maybe you think that the weirdo shoots or wears me. You think that the weirdo what? Your weirdo is always in the cut. They are antisocial. But let me see. Are there some social weirdos? Yeah, like Kanye West. Now, anybody in here that wants to deny that Kanye West is a weirdo, that's on you. But I'm going to tell you like this. It doesn't excuse you from being a weirdo just because people like you. Nope. You're a weirdo because that's what you are. They are weirdo because that's who they are. No, Carol. Talking about some, she meant your cat. No. She had a chance to. Listen, that girl's education. She knows how to write. Don't try to. No. Somebody must have had her phone, and they must have been writing that crazy shit. And I'm not gonna be trying. No. And don't be trying to talk about what she might have meant. You don't know that, cause she wrote cat down. Nope. That's what happens when you be trying to dish. That's what happens when you try to dish. You know what I mean? That God. Just straight went on the keyboard and was like, yo, let me totally invalidate this shit. That's what you get for going after God. The God protect the God. Emily be instigating. Taki, I knew he was going to get you. I knew what you meant to write. All right, y'all, we going to get on about it. Listen, I appreciate y'all coming through. We will be back tomorrow night, Friday night. We done made it through another one. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. You know, don't you know, don't you know? So we going to get on about it here. All right, so blog talk. Let's get you out of here. I holla back, 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 back. And Instagram, and you want to get back. Beep, 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 beep. All right, hold on. Peace, blog talk.